Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. In last year's draft, the Patriots favored the defensive players. They traded up to obtain Chandler Jones and Dante Hightower in the first round, an investment that proved its worth this season. And after what seems like a break in tradition when the Patriots traded up instead of down, Director of Player Personnel Nick Caserio reminds us that no draft is the same.
Yeah, really, each year is its own entity in terms of how you build your team. So what happened the previous year really doesn't have any bearing on what happens this year moving forward. You're going to go through the same process. You're going to identify the players. You're going to rank the players, stack the players. And then when it comes time to pick, you're trying to pick players that you feel are going to help your team, you know, wherever that may be. Really, defensively, on the whole, looks like a good group. I mean, there's a good group of safeties. There's a good group of corners. There's a good group of linebackers. There's a good group of defensive linemen or players that are going to play with their hand down. There's good depth, I would say, across the draft.
Speaking of the defensive line, it's led by veteran nose tackle Vince Wilfork, who will be entering his 10th year in the league. That being said, could the Pats be looking for more depth at that position? Well, if so, there are two very talented players who seem like they could fit in with the Patriot way. Jesse Williams from the University of Alabama and John Jenkins out of the University of Georgia. Williams has a full resume for someone who took up football at age 15. He has many strengths, but from the scouting reports, it appears that he shines the most when he's on the inside. Aside from his immense versatility, playing a little bit of offense too, he can also bench 600 pounds. All this in addition to the fact that Coach Belichick has a sweet spot for Nick Saban's football program means he could stand out even more on Belichick's radar. And despite the whirlwind season it's been for Williams, he still keeps in touch with old teammates like Dante Hightower.
I talked to Tay probably about 2 or 3 days before I left about this. So hopefully, I mean, he was there when I was there. I'm not sure if he'd be there when I get back, but, you know, he was one of the guys that definitely played a huge role in, you know, helping me get better as a football player while he was there.
Another strong and versatile lineman is John Jenkins. Jenkins has been criticized as a player who gets worn down quickly because of his size, but he doesn't see himself that way. In fact, he says that his style of play simulates Wilfork's. If the Patriots are in the market for some interior defensive lineman, versatility will be appealing to Belichick's eye, and that's something that Jenkins and Williams provide.
I wanted to show that I can move. Everybody had questions, well, he's this big, can he move? Can he do this? Can he run to the ball? Is he going to be tired after the third play? I want to show that I'm a three-down guy, and I can be a three-down guy through the whole game.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.